National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we've made some tracks since the last hour. You know, we were in Connemara in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, and we moved around a bit, and we have made our way to a town called Kilideas, and it's in County Fermanagh, and it's a hop and a jump from here to County Donegal. You know, the people in Derry are also a hop and a jump. Maybe it's a 15-minute drive to Buncrana. And you might want to go and... if there's a play coming to some local playhouse where you live called Dolly West's Kitchen, or he also did a play called Donegal, Frank McGinnis. People in Derry refer to Buncrana and Inishowen, the peninsula that is part of County Donegal, as the beach in their backyard. So you're close to the ocean. You're close to everything. I mean, this is a great spot to base yourself in. And it is so gorgeous. And here it is in the middle of January. And what are we looking at? We're looking at glorious weather. We're looking at green grass. People who are so proud of their palm trees. Not potted palms that they drag in the house on a cold day. Palm trees that are planted in the ground. You know, we've had blistering cold in the Northeast, especially up in the mountains where we live, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. And people sometimes say to me, what do you do going off to Ireland in the dead of winter? Because it's more like springtime here, and the weather is so much more temperate. And I'm hoping that you take advantage of the fact that there are far too many people who think the time between November and April is not a good time to go to Ireland. It's because there are people flying from the U.S. to other places because they think Ireland shouldn't be so high up on their hit list of places to go at that time of the year, that there are fabulous airfares. You can literally get from the northeast of the U.S. into Ireland for at around or under $500 round trip with all your taxes and fees all in. So have a look and treat yourself to an experience you will never forget. And I promise you this, while you are on your trip, no matter how many days it is, you will already be planning your next trip. You can't do it all in a week or 10 days or even 2 weeks. We've driven now close to 70,000 miles on the island that is Ireland. And I can't say I've seen it all or done it all. And part of that, too, is that the people that live on this island are so inventive, creative, talented, passionate about whatever they do. And I think that's why I identify with the people who live here, because I'm either all in or I don't want any parts of it. And I find that people who consider themselves Irish are the same way. If they pick up something they're going to do, they do it with outstanding excellence, or they don't want to be bothered with it. And I so identify with that. There is no middle of the road here. It's either all in or leave me alone. And we are currently at a place that when I pulled up at the entry area at the front door, I had already taken a good half dozen or more photos just of the architecture of the exterior. And when I got into the reception, the lobby area, the first place you meet and that greets you as you come in, the walls, the floors, the ceiling, the architectural, the woodwork, the chandeliers, the vintage age tile on the floors, and the scenery outside the windows, truly, you don't know where to put your eyes. And I had the opportunity to have a brief chat earlier today with John Dolan, who's the deputy general manager of the Manor House Country House. And that's located in Killadees, County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. A hop and a jump from Donegal, from Monaghan, from all that is south of here. It begins a hop and a jump away. And yet there's so much to do and see in the north, as you know, that I can't come to Ireland ever without getting all the way up to the Antrim coastline. It's one of the reasons we've put almost 70,000 miles on rental cars we have rented over the last however many years. And so I said to John Dolan, who I am meeting for the first time today, but spoke to briefly on the phone, how long have you been here at the Manor House Country House, Country Hotel? And he said, 19 years. And I said, newcomer. So we're going to meet that newcomer right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
With me is John Dolan, Deputy General Manager of the Manor House Country House, located in Killadees, County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. And I am so glad in your busy day, John, that you were able to make the time to join us. Thank you for that. 19 years, huh? How did that start?
That happened. I knew the owners of the hotel, the McKenna family. I was in the Department of Agriculture. I was a farm manager at Lochry Agriculture College. I retired from that. It closed down. And on Christmas Eve, they asked me to come in to do an hour at the front door.
To greet people?
Just to greet people at the front door. And that's how it happened.
I've come
for an hour and I'm here since.
For 19 years?
19
like the man
years.
Who came to dinner. Do you know that? Play,
yeah.
Made it into a film.
Yeah.
What happened in that hour that was so magnetic that you didn't break away, you didn't want to break away, and the McKennas didn't want to let go of you?
That's exactly right. That's the way it turned out. And I'm here since.
Wow. That had to be a powerful hour.
Yeah.
How many people did you greet that day?
We had 42 rooms. I can remember clearly. I knew nothing about the hotel game at all. I knew absolutely nothing about it. I was given the job of being at the front door to welcome our guests arriving at Christmas. I done that. It was about for 2.5 to 3 hours. And on Boxing Day of that year, I got a phone call from Mary McKenna to say...
Which would have been December 26th.
Yeah. To ask me would I come on board. They would love me to be part of the team.
Wow.
I told her I knew nothing of the business or anything about the business.
But you have to give Mary McKenna credit for knowing how to identify talent.
Oh, without doubt. Without doubt. I come on board at that, and I'm so glad I did.
So what was your first job?
My first job after that day was I was a porter. I was at that for a number of months. I then learned the bars. I learned the restaurant. I learned the sales. All aspects of the business.
Wow.
I learned that.
Now, when you say you learned the bars.
Yeah.
And you learned the restaurants. What is it that you learned?
People. Dealing with different people in a different environment throughout the hotel.
So were you serving?
Serving or? In behind the bar.
They made you into a bartender too.
Yeah, I was
wow.
a bartender. I was a restaurant waiter. I went from that to sales. I went from that to night manager.
And then you moved along, became deputy general manager.
Yeah.
Bravo. I'm glad you brought this story up, and we're going to talk about it in the next segment. Everybody stay with me. Live from County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland at the Manor House Country House. I have to get that right. It's the Manor House Country Hotel. With John Dolan, the deputy general manager. Don't leave me.
Small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sunday starting February 4th on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be at the Manor House Country Hotel. It's located in County Fermanagh. County Fermanagh snuggies itself up against a lake, Loch Earn. And it always tickles me that when you look at the map, the lake looks like a skinny figure eight. And so the top half, the northern part, is called Lower Loch Earn, and the southern part is called Upper Loch Earn. And it just, it's like salmon swimming upstream. It doesn't make sense to me. It seems to me that the northern part ought to be the upper, and the southern part ought to be the lower, but nah. Look at a map, you'll see. That's not how it is. So, and there's lots to see and do around here. But we were just talking in the last segment with John Dolan, the deputy general manager, who's now 19 years at the Manor House, the country hotel here in County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. You were talking about starting out as a greeter at the front door.
Yes.
And then getting moved around over some periods of time so that you did everything from tending bar to waiting on people who are, you know, having cocktails or drinks, being in the dining room, being in the kitchen, being just all over the property. And I'm so glad you brought that up, John, because every now and then I meet somebody whose child has announced that he or she wants to take a job at a hotel. And the job is in housekeeping or the job is in the kitchen. And it's not a particularly glamorous job at the moment. Or the job is doorman, you know, or porter, you know, the person that's going to help you to your room and carry your luggage. And you know, while none of those positions are anything less than very honorable and very important, and there are people who aspire to continue to be the doorman their entire life, or the housekeeper, or someone in the kitchen, maybe not, you know, a chef, but someone working in the kitchen. And, you know, while there's nothing wrong with that, often parents have some aspirations that their children should have very fancy titles and be in charge of departments or, you know, the head of the whole operation or something. And they don't see the connection between working in all these other positions and all these other departments, because having done what you did on a career path puts you in the best position to understand what's possible, what's impossible, what needs to be done, and to identify with the things that the people doing the jobs need to have in order to do their job properly. If you haven't walked in those shoes, it's pretty tough to even, you know, be able to comment on it.
Of course. It's what at hotel here, what we do is that whenever anybody comes in, they're around all departments, multi-skilled. It's a great grounding for people, young lads or girls, say 17 or 18, for the summer jobs or holiday jobs. It's a great grounding in life. They meet people, they meet a lot of different people. It's an education, really, in themselves.
And it's one you never get to the end of.
That they learn.
It's an always learning process.
That they learn to communicate, that they learn the needs of the people that they're working with, and that they're working in all areas, that they see that their little job isn't a bubble, it can be a whole big... sort of a learning in life going on. Some of the people that worked here through colleges went on to be doctors, to be surgeons. You know, they've done their time from college here, and it's fantastic to see guys and girls coming in that have been here over the years and went on to be doctors and even bank managers. There's a guy comes in, he was here for 3 or 4 years, he's a bank manager now, and he comes here with a family about once a year, and it's great to see all that back again. And it's a great learning curve in life for anybody like that.
Well, you know, when you are in, I find hotels fascinating. It's one of the reasons I love to talk with general managers of hotels, because they eat and breathe and drink and live the property, and you know, and have missed many a family occasion or had to leave something early because the hotel had a need and that meant you had to go. One of the things that I find fascinating is that it's still a very happy business. You know, there's so many jobs that people do in life that I don't know, they're heart-wrenching. They're emotionally difficult jobs. I don't know that I could daily deal with what they have to deal with and the crises of that are life-threatening and otherwise that are difficult to deal with. But this is a happy business, isn't it?
Yes. It's a family-owned property. It's family-owned for staff. It's a family. And I think most importantly in all that, for guests that come in here, we have 180 people in here over Christmas, and it's all one big family.
Wow.
We have guys over Christmas here has been in 18 years. We have a family that's been here 18 years, 18 Christmases.
Wow.
With a family 14 Christmases here.
You mentioned earlier that there were 40 rooms in the hotel when you first got
yes.
here, but then there were additions made.
80 rooms now.
They've done a very nice job in the way that the other, the wing was yes. added with the additional rooms.
Yes.
So I'm going to imagine not all the rooms are for two people only. So what is the total heads and beds that you could accommodate?
Well, we can do, depending on the number in the family rooms, we can do from 180 to 190 people, depending on is it a family of two or a family of three,
yeah.
their needs for that.
So, you know, for a company or for a family that has a substantial guest list for some event that they want to benchmark in a very yeah. special way, it's still of a size that they could take it over exclusively, isn't it?
Of course. We have our doubles. We have our family rooms that can be 2 to 4, even to 6 in some cases in the room. And then we have our twins as well that can be broken down to twin rooms or put back to doubles if the requirement is there.
Are any of them suites?
Yes, all over the lake. All the lake views are all suites.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams live from the Manor House Country House in Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. Don't leave me. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Tickets go on sale January 28th for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Reserve your space at Tanglewood. Tickets go on sale January 28th. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7272 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7272.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams' travel TV show, Jet Set 411, debuts on Sunday, February 4th, nationwide, and will be seen on Sundays in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, coast to coast. You'll find Jet Set 411 weekly in such major cities as Boston, New York City, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and more. Check out Stephanie's blogs at sabrams.com/blog for a complete list of stations. Check local newspapers and online TV listing for schedules in your market and wherever you'll be visiting on Sundays. Jet Set 411, your TV connection to Stephanie Abrams' travel info and advice, syndicated by the Biz TV Network.
In a neat little town they call Belfast.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm actually sitting in a fabulous boardroom, and I am with John Dolan, the Deputy General Manager of the Manor House Country Hotel. This is a gorgeous place, really a gorgeous place. And if your plans, if you can arrange your plans to get your bones to the island that is Ireland, you can fly into Belfast, you can fly into Dublin, you can fly into Shannon. And then once you're there, you could fly up northward if you wanted to. But I would recommend you pick up a car and you start driving around. And, John, this boardroom looks like it's ready to seat some very serious people, because it has that sense of majesty with those marvelous wood-carved walls, and it's very castle-like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you see many of those kinds of meetings taking place here?
Oh, yeah. On a regular basis, this is on a very regular basis here. We would do 8, 10, 12 groups a week.
Oh, wow.
Every week. That would come out of offices, away from their companies, away from here for the day. A lot of overnighters on that as well.
So let me ask you a question. Is there an incentive of a nearby golf course?
Yes, there is. And we have our Lady of the Lake, our old cruiser on the lake as well, where we can take groups out on the lake, where they can have afternoon teas or dinner. They can have dinner on the lake.
How cool. Are there any months of the year when you don't do the Lady of the Lake?
Whenever it's required to go, it can go.
Yeah, you see, in the northern tier of the U.S., winter would get in the way of that. And I think it's such an important point for people to understand that you'll find people playing golf 12 months a year. You'll find people out on lakes and on rivers 12 months a year. You know, you have a much milder climate.
We had 80 guests out today.
Oh, wow.
Out on two sailings.
Wow. What kind of a boat is it?
It's covered in. It can take up to 56 on crew. It's got a bar on it. It has a kitchen on it. Completely decked out for whatever your needs are. Deck up on top.
Bones over there.
Where everybody can go up on top. Up on the deck. It's fantastic. In the summer months, obviously it's more popular to groups. We do two evenings a week. We do a Tuesday and a Thursday evening, where the guests in the hotel have the opportunity either having their dinner in the fine dining restaurant or having their dinner out on the Lady of the Lake.
cool.
We
is
do
that?
Music. We do live music on the boat as well.
Do you ever do wedding receptions?
We
on
have
the
done
boat?
The complete wedding on the boat.
Oh, love that.
The complete wedding.
Wow.
We're licensed to do a complete wedding on the Lady of the Lake.
Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of stuck there in that image. That's gorgeous. That's hot. Let's talk about the hotel itself, because the original part that you were introduced to on your first 1 hour gig of being door greeter, what is the history of that part of what is now the 80-room hotel? It looks like it was built as some the fancy home of some fancy pants people who had some serious money and some very good taste.
It was built in the 1700s.
You're kidding.
Built by the Irvine.
I never would have guessed that. I would have thought Gilded Age, maybe 1880, 1890, 1910, something like that.
We have records going back to the 1700s.
Wow.
The Irvine family, big landowners around here. Irvine's Town, which is a local town beside us here, it's about 5 miles away from us here, was named because the Irvine family owned property in and around that. It went then from that in the war times, Second World War, the Americans, they were here in the house, they stayed in the house.
Marines or
yeah.
Navy? Or both?
Navy.
Because the Marines,
there.
Some Navy, lots more Marines, mm-hmm. were over at Beach Hill Country House in Derry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think most Americans, even most Americans with an interest in American military history, are aware of the Irish-American connection in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how many American Marines and naval personnel were based here in Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
People, get your hands on the DVD. You can find it online. Of a film called And Proudly We Serve. Maybe "and" isn't part of the title. Maybe just "Proudly We Serve." I used to make the great error of saying it was Samuel L. Jackson, but it wasn't. It was Ossie Davis who had a lead part in the film, and it was his last film. And it is a true story about U.S. naval personnel based in Northern Ireland. And their job was to watch the North Sea and make sure the German U-boats, which were submarines, didn't skizzle through around the top of Northern Ireland and get into the Atlantic and head our way in the U.S. And in fact, every now and then, and go online, I'm sure you can find the references, one of those Nazi boats, subs, turns up in Cape May, New Jersey, or somewhere near Atlantic City. Some of them made it through, but American forces were instrumental. I mean, that was their job, to make sure they didn't make it through. So, you know, they cut off a lot of action that we would have seen had it not been for them here in Northern Ireland. So you had people who overtook this house and lived in
yes.
this house.
Yes, yes. And then after that, then it was turned into a 10-bedroom house and with the noble family, who are local as well, and they passed it on then, and the McKenna family bought it, and they're here in the property now. They're here 27 years.
Of course,
so they moved it. They moved it from a 10-bedroom property to an 80-bedroom property.
Wow. Now, the reason I mentioned what other number would it be, 27 is my lucky number. My birthday, which is coming up, is January 27th, and 27 and 127 show up all the time. I mean, daily. It's like an important point somebody makes that has to do with 27 and 127. So there's some little omen going on there that I should have found this wonderful place that's been around for so long, and I finally made it here in our 27th year. That's very cool. That is very cool. What is it about the Manor House Country House that you, John Dolan, are the most impressed with, most attached to, most passionate about? Can you find the thread of the connection of, if there were a pyramid of things you think are wonderful and special, would be the very top of that pyramid?
Several things. The peace and tranquility for guests arriving, I think, is nowhere else.
Oh, absolute. Absolute. I have to agree with that.
I think that is...
It's a knockout.
I think that is big time. I think the investment from our owners is unreal. Keeping the property in the standard that it's in is unbelievable. The comfort it provides for guests. We have guests come into our hotel, leave their car keys, their mobile phones behind the desk, and don't annoy me till the checkout in 3 days' time.
Well, that by itself is a treasure, because we have a difficult time disconnecting from harassment in our lives. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Deputy General Manager John Dolan at the Manor House Country Hotel in County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. Now, people, you owe it to yourself for this kind of a breakaway. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Meaning not long for to stay.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tonight we sleep silken sheets. We drink fine wine.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, John Dolan is my guest, and I'm also his guest. John Dolan is the Deputy General Manager at the Manor House Country Hotel, and it is this marvelous place. Truly a disconnect from this insane world. If you're looking for another hotel on the island that is Ireland to add to your fairy tale trip, this is it. The place is, it's really gorgeous. In the most authentic way. This is not a, you have the modern conveniences, but you wouldn't refer to this as a contemporary modern hotel. This is more of a historic hotel that has managed to keep up with the times. And just looking around, I mean, if you're a person that appreciates architecture and woodworking, and there's a fireplace in this wonderful lounge area just off the front entry that you will find photos that I took online. I didn't want to walk away. I'd like to actually, you know, chisel it off the wall and ship it home. It is a woodworked fireplace that I don't know if the master craftsman exists anymore who can make that kind of fine woodworking. And you find that everywhere here. And John and I were chatting in the commercial break about, I mean, listen, there are wonderful hotels all over the island that is Ireland. You will find them everywhere. And in fact, any minute now, my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, will be available to you both in ebook and in print. And unlike most travel guides that start out with the Republic of Ireland and buried around page 600, as my friend Dr. Tim Campbell would say, you'll find Northern Ireland. I actually started out with things by county. So County Antrim and Belfast and Derry all come before you get to Dublin. But you need to have a look at what is here and is worth your time to come and see and visit. John, this is the kind of place that after checking in, I wouldn't want to leave the grounds. You know, it's just wonderful. But there are things aside from the hotel and food service facilities themselves available to guests. I'd like you to talk a bit first about what's on the property that is of value for visitors to take advantage of. And then when they've gotten so relaxed that they get to the point where they're feeling a bit antsy and they'd like to go off and do something, both from activities like golfing and to sightseeing and shopping and that sort of thing. So if you can take the lead on that, let's start with what's on property.
Well, on the property we have the Leisure Club, which is a swimming pool, hot tub, saunas, jacuzzi, and gym. It's a fully equipped gymnasium down there for our guests. We have a golf course just across from the front door.
What's the name of that golf course?
The Manor House Marina Golf Course. We have the boats that are down. They are not ours now, down by the lake. But they're for hire down there, just, say, 200 metres.
Is there good fishing in this lake?
Yes, yes.
What would you fish for?
Fish for pike, for bream, for perch, eel, local competitions on throughout the year for that. You can get on a cruiser here, it's at the hotel, and you can cruise to Limerick.
Wow.
You can go right down the Shannon from this hotel. You can go up the lock, into the upper lock, across into Carrigan Shannon, and the whole way down to Limerick.
So from up lower Loch Earn, which is the northern part of the lake, you cruise into lower Loch Earn and into the Shannon, and you keep going down and you wind up in Limerick.
In Limerick.
You see, I find that amazing because, you know, it's my impression, and I could be wrong because I am not the most expert geographer, but my impression is that in the U.S., our lakes are landlocked. They don't connect to other lakes in general. Mm-hmm. Some do, most mm-hmm. don't. And they don't connect to rivers and other outlets. So once you're in a lake, you're kind of like locked into that. You're locked into the lock.
Well, in Ireland, you have Limerick, you have the Shannon, comes down through the lakes, down into Baleek, and back into the sea again.
Wow, that
so
is so
it's
cool.
a sort of a circle.
You could spend a good couple of weeks on a boat just having one.
3 weeks
time.
Is a good time to set yourself out.
Oh, I've got to do that
from,
sometime.
From you leave here.
I've never thought about that, but I've got to. Look at my husband smiling from ear to ear. He's liking that.
Yeah.
He's the boatman in the family, but I would like that. Yeah. I mean, I've done a couple of small things mm-hmm. on Loch Carrib mm-hmm. and off of Loch Ree.
Loch Ree.
Yeah. But, and I know that there's a fellow, I interviewed him here in Enniskillen, who operates, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I want to say the Shannon Princess. Could that be it? Yes? Yeah, the Shannon Princess. And for those of you listening who want a little kind of a reference that's not coming, a very indirect reference, Sandra Bullock's mother was very ill. You know Sandra Bullock, the actress. And she was well enough still to travel, but she was suffering with some medical issues. And Sandra Bullock rounded up a dozen people, family, I guess, and maybe friends, and brought them over to Ireland, and they all went out on the Shannon Princess. And so, you know, it's one of those, geez, if you want to get a feeling of, is it good enough for you? It's good enough for you. Trust me on this one.
Just like
You're going to love it. I am so glad that we had this time to chat. And we're going to be talking in the next hour with your executive chef, Stephen Greenwood. And at the end of that hour, I'm going to give you a list, people, of things to do, places to go, where to shop, and all that stuff when you are visiting the region around where the Manor House Country Hotel is located in Fermanagh, right near the town. I don't know, maybe it's, is it a city, Enniskillen, or is it a town? And we're going to do that in the next hour. So stay with me, everybody. Thank you, John Dolan, for being with us. We're flying high.
Say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.